Hey, you made it. Come on in. Yeah, and toss your coat anywhere. It's not like you haven't been here a million times before. So, slight change of plans. Everybody else sort of bailed on movie night. I know, right? Chris said the roads were too bad. You know, the rain and everything. And Josh's fiance decided he had to spend time with her. And Michelle has some big work presentation tomorrow. So it looks like it's just you and me. I know, it's kind of nice, right? I mean, when's the last time we spent any time together? Shit, it was like months ago, I bet. In fact, what do you say we don't bother with the movie and instead watch some old music videos on YouTube and talk about how stupid everybody is, except us, and, I don't know, braid each other's hair and complain about boys. You know, best friend stuff. All right, come on, come flop out on the couch next to me. I've got snacks, drinks, a packed pipe, everything we need to blow off an evening. Sorry it's so cold in here. I don't know what's up with that. I think the landlord's been fucking with the heat. Luckily, I got blankets. Truly, I have thought of everything. Here, take the remote and let's watch some David Bowie. Oh, holy shit, did I tell you about the clip I found with him and Lou Reed on stage ripping through some old Velvet tunes? Oh, you gotta see it. Your mind will leak out of your ears. When speaking of things that I recently saw, did I tell you that I watched that new Paul Verhoeven movie, L? Wait, what? You didn't know he had a new movie? Wow. I mean, I know something about a movie before you do? Has this ever happened before? I can't believe it. I'm just gonna soak in this moment where I know something about a movie and you don't. Feels kind of good. Okay. All right, fine. I'll stop being a jerk. Anyway, I loved it. I was kind of surprised, you know. I mean, the guy who directed Showgirls and Basic Instinct is not exactly at the top of my list of directors I enjoy, but this thing got to me. I mean, it kind of stuck with me. I think the main thing was that his main character, she was in charge of her own sexuality. So often we can't control what turns us on, but we can control how we react and act to it. And I, shut up. Okay, I fine. Yeah, maybe I smoked a little pot before you showed up, like you're one to talk. The idea that we can't control what turns us on sexually isn't like some big revelation, but it was the way that the character didn't feel remotely guilty about her personal taste that sort of hit me. Don't look at me like that. I mean, come on, you already know everything there is to know about my sex life. Like you, come on, we've been friends longer than anybody else in my life. Just settle down. So, like, we all have these things that turn us on that maybe aren't super appropriate or even logical. I mean, shit, every time I go to Pornhub these days, it's seemingly endless fake incest videos. Somebody's got to be watching them, right? I bet if I grabbed your phone and looked through your search history, I'd find something pretty interesting. Actually, that's a great idea. Hey, give me that! Shut up. I won't tell anybody what's in here, except the police. Oh, just kidding. Oh gosh, your phone is password protected. Gee, I wonder if it's the same password you use for everything. Let's see. THX1138. Bingo. You are such a nerd. Whoa, what's this? Seems to be open to a Reddit page. You must have some extremely specific porn you were looking for. It's okay. No kink shaming. Well, unless it's something really weird, in which case I'll probably make fun of it from now until the end of time. Wait, what's gone wild audible? I've never even heard of this. For those aroused by sound? Jeez, this is much more interesting than what I was expecting. So what, people record themselves having sex? What's a ramble fap? Huh. Interesting. So it's men and women just talking while masturbating? No, I totally get it. Actually, it sounds kind of hot. I'm surprised there's so many men on here recording themselves, although now that I think about it, it's not really all that surprising. But I assume you don't listen to those, Mr. Straight Guy. What's with these tags? Femdom? GFE? What's GFE? Oh, okay. Girlfriend experience? So they pretend to what? Be your girlfriend, leaving you a sexy message? God bless you, internet, just when I thought I had seen everything. Okay, well, none of this sounds like stuff you're into. I mean, the audio thing makes sense. You always talk about how much you love girls' voices, so I can see this being a turn-on, but what tags are you into? Oh, good Lord, stop pouting. I tell you everything. And you won't share this with me? Fine, I'll just look at your saved posts. You seem to have a few women here that you really like, huh? Well done, girl in dungarees and Zeta Midnight. Oh, it's pronounced Zeta. Gosh, excuse me, I'm sorry if I offended your fictional girlfriend. What do they sound like? Oh, look at this. Here's a link. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Zeta sort of sounds like, what's her name, the British girl that was on The Good Place this season? And dungarees? Wow. Well, at least you have good taste. There seems to be a theme here. I'm seeing a lot of friends to lovers tags. I gotta listen to one of these. Oh my God, shut up. You can't stop me. Why are you being so weird about this? Hey, did you write some of these? Are they reading a script that you wrote? Dude, how could you keep this a secret from me? You're such a jerk. Of course I don't think it's weird. I have been on the internet before, you know. This doesn't even register on the weirdometer. Shit, last night I saw a bit of a clip on Pornhub of a woman fucking a fan. No, like an actual fan. The kind that blows air around? I know. Now that's weird. This seems positively tame. Okay, let's hear the one that you wrote. Dungaree's girl looked like she recorded a couple. Damn, I love her voice. It's really sexy. Ew. You're pretty good with the writing and the words and the stuff. I can't believe you hid this talent from me. She sounds kind of familiar, actually. Certain phrases, it's almost like she's playing me. Now I see why you didn't want me to listen to this. There's no almost, is there? She really is playing me. No, I'm not angry. I'm not angry. Not even a little. I just had no idea you felt like this. This is awkward. No, come on, don't go. You've done nothing wrong. You're not going anywhere, mister. You can't just drop a bombshell and then walk out. Okay, technically you didn't drop the bombshell. Fine. Shut up. No, really, shut up, because I think I have some things I need to tell you. Okay. Do you remember the first time we met? Because I'll never forget it. I had just moved to town, and it was my first day at a brand new school where I didn't know anybody. I wore that old She-Hulk t-shirt I used to wear. Big mistake. Every girl in that fucking school made fun of it. I spent the entire morning trying not to cry, and then I walked past you in the cafeteria during lunch, and you saw it and basically flipped out. Cool shirt! You gotta come sit with us, cool shirt girl. Any friend of She-Hulk is a friend of mine. And just like that, you decided we were gonna be friends. That's the day? Hell, that's pretty much the second. I kind of fell in love with you. Shut up, I said. Let me get through this. All right, so I spent that whole first year crushing on you so hard. You treated me, well, like a person, not like a girl or somebody you wanted to get with. Like, I had intrinsic value. No other person in my life, especially not my fucking family, had ever done that. I watched you like a hawk that whole first year. I saw that the way you treated me was the way you treat everybody. You're genuinely happy when people are passionate about the things they love. Shit, remember Liz, that baseball fan you dated in senior year of high school? You don't give two shits about baseball, but there you were at every game, soaking in her excitement. You allow the people around you a space to be themselves. Oh, God. I sound like a daytime talk show. Does any of this make sense? Look, what I'm trying to say is, I love you. I've always loved you. How could I not? You're there when boys dump me, and you're there when my life spins out of control. You're always there to catch me, every fucking time. No, don't dismiss that. That's not what any other friend would have done. It's what you did. I have loads of friends. None of them ever did that for me. You did. That's why I love you. Because you care about me and you don't expect anything in return. Why didn't I say anything? Well, fuck, I don't know. Maybe because you never gave me any indication that you liked me like that ever in the past, what, 15 years, you colossal dumbass? Hell, I don't even know if you like me now. You're sitting there staring at me like I'm crazy. So now I'm thinking I misjudged this whole thing and fucked up our friendship because now that you know, I can't keep this locked inside anymore. And holy shit, I'm doing that rambling thing that I do. So maybe you should just... Okay. Let me just adjust to this new reality where I know what you kiss like and what you taste like and... Okay, done. Come here. Okay, so since I'm in a confessional mood, I kind of already knew you were a good kisser. Yeah, I've asked every girl you've ever been with about you. And that info went right into the old spank bank, I can tell you. Of course I've masturbated about you. Countless times. Shit, I ran through a little fantasy of you last night. Want to hear it? All right, well, first, began with us hugging. Yes. Yes, like that. Nice. Yes, you're a good hugger. But this time, instead of letting go, you started kissing my neck. Yeah. Yeah, like that. Fuck. Oh. I felt your breath in my ear and your heat on my neck. And I started blushing in my dream. And I could feel the blood rush to my face. You kept kissing me, my neck. My chest. Oh, God, I love that. When guys kiss my chest right between my tits. Yeah, like that. Oh, my God, just like that. And, okay, so then I took off my t-shirt and my bra. My nipples were hard because I was waiting for you to kiss them. Oh, and, you know, lick around the nipples and suck on them and bite them. Oh, God, yes, like that. You know, it occurs to me. Oh, no, please keep sucking them. That you have no idea what I fantasized about. Oh, my God, your hands are so warm. Please pinch my other nipple. Yes. Where was I? Oh, yes. So, I could basically say anything. Fuck, Jesus, you are really, really good at that. And I could tell you to do anything. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I love the way you're squeezing my breasts together. Oh, God, let me straddle you. I'm gonna feed my tits to you. Fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Keep licking them. Oh, my God. I feel you through your jeans getting hard. Jesus, your girlfriends weren't kidding. You really are orally fixated. Well, so am I. Yeah. Get your cock out. Get it out, right? Fucking now. Pull your pants down. Let me kneel between you, your legs, and suck your fucking hard cock. Mm. Oh, yeah. Fuck, I've thought about this so many times. Oh, God. You're pushing against the back of my throat. No, don't stop. I just need to readjust to take you. Oh yeah, like that. Oh, no you don't. I'm not even close to being done with you. You'll have lots of opportunity to come in my mouth. I've been waiting for this too long for you not to fuck me. And you are going to fuck me. Oh, God. Let me climb back up here. And oh, fuck. Your cock is so good. Jesus. Oh, I'm so fucking wet. Can you feel it? Oh, I love the way you rub your head against my clit. Oh, God, Jesus, I can't stand it. I've waited too long. Fucking pound me, you asshole, you stupid fucking jerk that could have told me you wanted me a million years ago, but this is how I have to find out about it? Shut up, you know I'm right. Just fuck me. Oh, God, yes, like that. Fucking pound me. Just drive your cock into me. I can take it. I want to take it. I want everything. I want you. I love you and I love your fucking cock. Yes. What? Say it again. I love you. I love you. Even though you're so stupid, you could have had me any time. Oh my God. Just keep fucking me. You like it when I'm a little mean? Fuck me until I come all over your cock. Yes, like this. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I'm coming. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck. Yes. No. Come inside me. Yeah. Yes, that's it. I love it. I love you. I fucking love you. Oh. Oh. God, that was so fast. Okay. Jesus, I'm trembling. I love you. Just hold me close. Actually, if you could just keep holding me and never let go, I think I could die happy. Wow. This couch is gonna need a cleaning. Jesus, I don't want to get off you, but I also want to taste your cum and my cum. Yeah. It's so good. That's us. That's the taste of us. Here. Let me. Yeah. There. That's good. Get it off my fingers. That's us. Just you and me. Best movie night ever? Oh. No. No. This is just the first act.